then this new superintelligence could become very powerful. And, as the fate of the gorillas now depends more on us humans than on the gorillas themselves, so the fate of our species would depend on the actions of the machine superintelligence. We do have one advantage. We get to build the stuff. In principle, we could build a kind of superintelligence that would protect human values. We would certainly have strong reason to do so. In practice, the control problem, the problem of how to control what the superintelligence would do, looks quite difficult. It also looks like we will only get one chance. Once unfriendly superintelligence exists, it would prevent us from replacing it or changing its preferences. Our fate would be sealed. In this book, I try to understand the challenge presented by the prospect of superintelligence and how we might best respond. This is quite possibly the most important and most daunting challenge humanity has ever faced. And, whether we succeed or fail, it is probably the last challenge we will ever face. It is no part of the argument in this book that we are on the threshold of a big breakthrough in artificial intelligence, or that we can predict, with any precision, when such a development might occur. It seems somewhat likely that it will happen.